Damien, some big news surrounding Red Chili.
That's right, Anthony, and it's not great news, as a matter of fact. The program that had been implemented to boost the labor workforce in harvesting and processing red chili has abruptly come to an end because of the legislature's lawsuit against Governor Lujan Grisham's unilateral spending of federal COVID relief. So there is some concern that there's going to be a whole lot of red chili that is not able to be harvested and processed. I believe we've talked a bit about the lawsuit that made its way to the Supreme Court last month. That's when the justices ruled in the legislature's favor and basically brought an immediate halt to the governor's spending. So just last week, Ag Secretary Jeff Witte wrote a letter that was published on the website of the Chili Labor Incentive Program, saying that the ruling meant that the $2.2 million that were sitting around left in that fund could not be spent. As of mid-November, they had spent around half that money, and it benefited about 3,000 workers. So it was getting put to use, but it seems like now that's not going to happen anymore.
Let's talk about the program, though, a little bit. It was implemented because of farmers having trouble to find labor. Is that why it was implemented?
That's absolutely right. And what it did is it boosted wages by as much as $4.50 an hour to enhance laborer pay up to $19.50 an hour to process that chili.
Okay, Damien. Now, what are state lawmakers saying about this? It was a number of state lawmakers came together with this lawsuit, but are they going to address this issue with the shortage of farm labor?
There seems to be some interest. It seems like it might be an unintended casualty. Whether or not it can happen in time for the remainder of the harvest is yet to be seen. Patricia Lundstrom, one of the lawmakers who is on a committee reviewing this, said that we need to put a note on that. She said, that doesn't sound right to me. Chili is chili. So it sounds like they don't really want to see this go away.
Okay, we'll stay updated with that story. I want to move on and talk about news of a new leader in the Economic Development Department for the city of Las Cruces.
That's right. The city's Business Development Administrator, Elizabeth Teeters, is going to become the newest Economic Development Director. She's the fourth person in less than 3 years to hold that position. There's been really high turnover. Of course, there was the forensic investigation that kind of uncovered about $1.7 million in city funds had been mismanaged under the leadership of former director Philip Sanfilippo. That, of course, you know, resulted in findings of anti-donation clause violations, procurement code violations, and other undisclosed conflicts of interest. Now, no legal action was taken as a result of that, but there's kind of been a revolving door on the city's economic development department. One of the things that City Manager Ifo Pili told the Sun News recently is that he really wants to focus his economic development approach on initiatives aimed at alleviating poverty. When Elizabeth Teeters has said that she wants to help local businesses, improve the city's workforce. She said another priority is increasing residents' access to housing and amenities like grocery stores and things like that. She also would like to spur activity at the city's industrial park and, of course, continue to support the city's growing film industry, which has certainly seen an uptick recently.
Okay, Damien, thank you for this week's update. We'll look forward to talking with you next week.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Anthony.